感谢主，我们可以再一次来一同寻求主的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again together we can seek Lord's will.
这个可以看，这个是好。Okay. 好，我们先有人祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
你的爱实在是何等的长阔高深。
How long, how wide, and how broad and depth of is your love?
照着我们这天然的头脑，是没有办法想通的。
According to our natural mind, we cannot understand.
你差你的爱子从天上的宝座下来。
You have sent your beloved Son to come down from the heavenly throne.
他倒空了自己，成为奴仆的样式。
He has emptied himself, become the image of servant.
也就是成为人的样式。
That is to become the form of man.
存心顺服以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Obedience even unto death, and even on the death on the cross.
死后三天复活。
And raised up after three days in death.
你却将他升为至高。
But you have raised him up to the Most High.
你是给他超乎万民之上的名。
You have given him the name that's above all names.
你借着他不但拯救我们。
Through him, you've not only saved us.
你也要带领许多众子进入荣耀里面。
And you will bring many sons into glory.
实在我们难以测透。
It's so hard for us to understand.
我们需要你的怜悯。
We do need your mercy.
我们需要你。
We need you.
智慧启示的灵。在我们身上，在我们当中运行。
We need your spirit of wisdom and revelation to move around among us.
你的儿子从宝座下来，又回到宝座上。
Your son came down from the throne and go back to the throne.
你的儿子也要带领许多众子来到宝座前。
And also your son will bring many sons before your throne.
我们就求你，既然你要成就这事，你就向我们的心说话。
Since you will accomplish this, therefore please speak to our hearts.
使我们的心能够向着宝座。
So our hearts can be toward the throne.
求你从宝座把话倾倒下来。
Pour down your words from the throne.
越过我们的软弱，达到我们的深处。
Surpassing our weakness and be penetrating to the depths of our heart.
使我们软弱的可以刚强起来。
So those of us that are weak can be strengthened.
使我们退后的可以重新得力，快跑跟随你。
Those of us are drawing back can once again be strengthened and run after you.
使我们缺少认识的，能够因着你显现，我们得着在你旨意中该有的认识。
Those of us are lacking understanding because through your revelation we can understand what your will is.
我们无依无靠的等候在你的面前。
Without any other reliance, we wait before you.
说的，翻译的，听的。都等候你。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen all wait before you.
因为你才是那位真正说话的主。
For you are the only God that speaks.
我们都需要你向我们心说话。
We do need you speak to all of our hearts.
而且说到一个地步，叫我们真是能够羡慕来到你的宝座前。
And speak to the point that we truly are longing to come before your throne.
我们无依无靠的仰望交托在你手中。
Without any other reliance, we truly commit and look upon you.
愿你得着荣耀，也做人所不能做的工作。
May you receive glory and also do the work that man's hand cannot do.
谢谢你，赞美你，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you and praise you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read few places of scriptures.
哥林多后书第四，哥林多后书第三章。
First, the Second Corinthians chapter 3.
第五到第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
我们并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who who also has made us the able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
在哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake.
那我们再看《使徒行传》第二章。
Acts chapter 2.
我们从十四节读起到三十六节。
Starting from verse 14 until 36.
彼得和十一个使徒站起，高声说：“犹太人和一切住在耶路撒冷人啊，这件事你们当知道。”也当侧听我的话。
But Peter, standing up with the 11, lift up his voice and say unto them, You men of Judea and all you that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words.
你们想这些人是醉了，其实不是醉了，因为时候刚到四初。
For these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day.
这正是先知约珥所说的。
But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
神说，在末后的日子，我要将我的灵浇灌凡有血气的。你们的儿女要说预言，你们的少年人要见异象，老年人要做异梦。
And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh.And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams.
在那些日子，我要将我的灵浇灌我的仆人和使女，他们就要说预言。
And on my servants and on my handmaidens, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy.
在天上我要显出奇事，在地下我要显出神迹，有血，有火。有烟雾。
And I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke.
日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都在主大而明显的日子未到以前。
The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come.
到那时候，凡求告主名的就必得救。
And shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
以色列人啊，请听我的话。神借着拿撒勒人耶稣，在你们中间施行异能、奇事、神迹，将他证明出来。这是你们自己知道的。
You men of Israel, hear these words, Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know.
他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken and to by wicked hands have crucified and slain.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
Whom God has raised up, having loosened the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it.
大卫指着他说：“我看见主常在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动。”
For David speaks concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I should not be moved.
所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中。
Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad, more ever also my flesh shall rest in hope.
因你并不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。
Because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption.
你将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。
Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance.
弟兄们，先祖大卫的事，我可以明明地对你们说，他死了，也葬埋了，并且他的坟墓直到今日还在我们这里。
Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulcher is with us unto this day.
大卫既是先知，又晓得神曾向他启示，要从他的后裔中立一位，坐在他的宝座上。
Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God has sworn with an oath unto him, that of the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, he will raise up Christ to sit on his throne.
就预先看明这事，讲论基督的复活，说他的灵魂不撇在阴间，他的肉身也不见朽坏。
He seeing this before speak of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus has God raised up, wherefore we are all witness.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has sent forth this which you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
For David is not ascended unto heavens, but he says himself, the Lord says unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand.
等我使你仇敌坐你的脚凳。
Until I make thy foes thy footstool.
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
我们一直一段时间来看新约执事的特征。
For a period of time that we have been looking through the special characteristics of the ministers of New Testament.
那现在我们看到的这个重点就是传基督耶稣为主。
So now we focus on the point that preach Christ Jesus as Lord.
所以教会或者圣徒得到一个特权，可以宣告基督耶稣为主。
So the church or the saints receive a privilege that we can preach Christ Jesus as the Lord.
他是那位管制者 sanctioner.
He is the sanctioner.
他是那位控制者 controller.
And he is the controller.
他是那位 supreme authority, 至高的权柄。
And he is also the supreme authority.
他也是 owner, 他是所有权人。
And he is also the owner.
所以这件事情是值得我们在主面前逐渐认识，逐渐明白的。
So this is something that's worthy for us to slowly understand.
但是基督徒本身如果自己不经历的话，你恐怕没有机会去宣告这件事情。
But if Christians ourselves do not experience this, then we cannot proclaim this.
如果主在我们身上不是主，我们要宣告基督耶稣为主，这是做不到的事情。
It would be impossible for us to proclaim Christ Jesus as the Lord if he is not the Lord.On us.
所以我们很需要主的怜悯。
Therefore, we will need Lord's mercy.
真的认识他是主。
Truly know that he is the Lord.
那在《使徒行传》第二章是一幅很美的图画。
In Book of Acts, Chapter 2 is a very beautiful picture.
这幅图画不是个图画，这是发生的事实。
It's not a picture only; it's of what happened in reality.
教会那个团体的教会真正的开始，就是五旬节开始的时候。
The beginning of a corporate church was the beginning of the Pentecost.
所以圣灵一浇灌下来，那个基督的身体就出现了。
So as soon as the Holy Spirit was poured down, so was the manifestation of the body of Christ.
不是概念上的出现，是事实上的出现。
It was not just the manifestation in concept, but was appearance in fact.
所以各样肢体的恩赐就一一的显出来。
So all theGifts of each member of the body was being shown.
所以宣告基督耶稣为主，有一个重点，就需要在基督的身体里面。
So a major point to proclaim that Christ Jesus is the Lord has to be that one has to be in the body.
一个蒙恩得救的人是已经被摆在基督的身体里面。
For someone saved by grace is already being put into the body of Christ.
我这是地位上。
And that's in the position.
但是你可以不接受。
But you don't have to accept it.
你可以是基督身体的一个肢体，但是你不做肢体的那个功用和那个发挥。
You can be a member of the body of Christ, but you are not operating its function.
就好像我们蒙恩得救，主已经把我们主钉十字架是为着我们钉十字架，所以他为我死，为我埋葬，为我复活。
Just like us, we are saved by grace. Our Lord was already crucified for us. Therefore, he died, buried, and resurrected for us.
但是明明圣经告诉我们，他不是只为我死，为我埋葬，为我复活。
But obviously, the Bible tells us that he did not just die, bury, and resurrect for us.
他所成就的是把我这个信他人已经钉死，已经埋葬，已经复活。
What he has accomplished is that to me, someone who believe unto him is already so that I'm already die, bury, and resurrected for him with him.
这是一个受尽的人，他不但是要知道这件事情。而且他一生要经历，还要见证这件事情。
For someone who got baptized, it's not only he has to know this, but for his entire life, he has to experience this.
但是虽然我们已经被钉死，已经埋葬，已经复活，但是我们不得不承认，在众多的基督徒当中，还承认自己还需要被钉死。
So even though we have already been crucified to death and also buried and resurrected, but we have to confess that among many Christians.Still think that we still need to be crucified.
好像是主还没有完成啊！我有个新发现是，我需要被钉死，但是好像主也是还没有完成，我需要主来重新做这件事情在我身上。
It is as if I feel that the Lord has not done this, has not accomplished this, and therefore I realize I need the Lord to once again do this on me.
所以这件事的影响就是我们的属灵光景常常达不到。蒙恩得救该有的那个正常的光景。
So the fact of this is that our spiritual condition falls short of what we should be under the condition of being saved by grace.
它影响到我们的个人生活，遇见主的机会减少了很多。
So it affects and decreases our individual life to meet the Lord.
影响了我们在工作中，我们应该是一个新造的人，到的一个在一个旧造的环境工作。但是我们却没有这个时机。
And it affects us as we should be a new man, although working in this old worldly environment, but actually we don't have the reality of this new man.
还有可能影响到我们的家庭生活。我们是新造的人，在一个家庭，在我家庭里面，如果都得救，应该是都是新造的。
And also affects us that as in our family lives, that.If we are a new man, then everything should be newly created.
所以我们常常要强调说，我的个性就是这样，我就是喜欢这样，因为什么？我原来就是这样。
So often we emphasize that this is my personality, and I like to do this, and I'm originally like this.
所以既然同死、同埋葬、同复活都是这样的经历的方式。
So since to be buried andto die, to bury, and resurrect together with the Lord should be like this.
所以教会是基督的身体，圣徒是身体中的肢体，这是同样的被大大的忽略。
So also this has been greatly ignored as the body, the church is the body of Christ, and also that the saints are part of the members of the body.
但教会一旦有那个基督身体的实际，只要那个眼睛被神开启了，一到当中一看，主在你们当中做主。
But as long as the church has the reality of the body of Christ, and those who truly see it, then they can know that the Lord is the Lord in the church.
所以这是很宝贵的。
So this is very precious.
所以身体的生活见证主是主，主在我们当中。
So the body life and also to testify that Christ is the Lord, He's in the midst of us.
那主也借着他的话告诉我们他是主。
And the Lord through His words also tells us He is the Lord.
在彼得在宣告的话当中，一面告诉我们时间、时代谁在掌权，主在掌权。
And through what Peter has proclaimed, it tells us that time and generation that it is the Lord in reign.
所以， 当圣灵浇灌的时候，彼得一站起来说，这应验的约珥书里面讲的说，末后的时代已经到了。
So after the Holy Spirit poured down, then Peter came stand up to say that this fulfills the prophecy. It's the end time.
所以呢，这个告诉我们说，我们现在在什么在时代的什么个阶段
？So it tells us what kind of period are we as during this generation?
他不只说是末后时代到，他还宣告另外还有一个主大而明显的日子。好像末后的末后最末后中最末后的那一个期也很快就要来了。
And not only is the last days, but he also proclaimed it's the great and notable day of the Lord come, which is actually the last seven.
所以我们面对今世跟来世一个转换的关键时候。
So now we are facing this great turning point of the generation to come and today's time as well.
这是主告诉我们。
That's what the Lord told us.
我们想不来的。
We cannot imagine.
我们也不可能研究出来的。
And we cannot study and realize.
这是宝座来的话。
And that's from the words from the throne.
然后主也借着彼得告诉我们说，有生命的道路，生命的经历，是你看耶稣基督就知道生命的道路在哪里。
And also Lord told us through Peter there's the way of life that we can understand what's the way of life through seeing Jesus Christ.
所以旧约的圣徒有经历，所以预先就把这个话写在圣经里面。
So the Old Testament saints have such experience, therefore they have put these words in the Bible.
所以圣徒不但要读圣经，也需要什么？逐渐的让主的话在他身上做主。
Therefore, the saints do not just have to read the Bible, but gradually have to let the words of the Lord be the Lord on us.
而且在可以得拯救的时候，求告主名的就必得救。
And also, at the time that for salvation, those who so ever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
救恩的经历不停留在刚刚信主的阶段。
The experience of salvation does not stop.During the time that one just believed the Lord.
刚刚信主很宝贵的。
It's very precious for someone just believed the Lord.
但是其实那个对于救恩的认识只是起头开始而已。
But it's only the beginning of understanding of salvation.
但是我们还要经历，昨日他救我，今天他救我，他将来还要救我。
But we still have to experience that He had saved us yesterday, today, and in the future.
我天天蒙拯救，时时蒙拯救。
To be saved daily, every moment.
你如果没有经历这个，你要告诉人家说救恩多宝贵，我看你也很难讲出来。
If you don't have such experience, it will be so hard for you to tell other people how precious is the salvation.
我们救恩的经历如果只停留在刚刚信主那一段，从没有信耶稣到信主那个阶段，你人家听懂了，人家也不觉得你宝贵。
If our experience of the salvation only stops during the time that we just believe the Lord, then even when we tell us about this experience, when others understand, but they won't feel how precious this is.
主知道我们需要他的拯救。
The Lord knows we need His salvation.
不是光一次一个时间内，我们需要丰富的经历他的拯救。
Not just once, but we need to abundantly experience His deliverance.
在他的拯救中见证宣告他是主。
Under His deliverance to testify and proclaim that He is the Lord.
你知道一个认识神拯救的人哈，他就不会随便用他自己的方法。
For someone who understands Lord's deliverance, he will not casually use his own ways.
也就是说，他的路是被救出去的，他不是打出去的。
It's that his way is being delivered.All the way through deliverance, but not that he fights it out himself.
这个世界是打出去的。
With this world that people try to fight the way out.
我只要哪一点比你稍微好一点，我就把你踩下去，踩得扁扁的，踩得让你一点翻身的机会都没有。
If there is something I'm little better than you, then I'll just step down on you.
但是那个蒙拯救的人可能是非常有能力的人，但是呢，他不用他自己的办法，他让主显明他的拯救。
But for someone being delivered by the Lord, he does not use his own ways, but the Lord manifests his deliverance is on this person.
所以我们对救恩的认识是需要被提升的，是需要更新的。
So our understanding towards salvation needs to be go up to a second level to be renewed.
我们把救恩的那个实质上把它限制到小的不能再小。
We have limited the reality of salvation to so little.
所以在求主名得拯救中， 见证宣告他是主。
So therefore we shall proclaim that the Lord the Christ Jesus is Lord through call upon the name of the Lord.
但是蒙恩得救的人没有说一得救甭马上就到天上去。
And for those who are saved by grace, not just come immediately being caught up to heaven.
所以那些在黎明将要去世的人信主其实是蛮可惜的。
So actually for those believe the Lord and then immediately pass away is actually very unfortunate.
其实他也蛮有福的，他至少在最后一个机会他接受了主。
Although actually they are blessed, at least that they have accepted the Lord during the last chance they had.
但是那个可惜什么？可惜他生命的道路，他没有丰富经历的认识的机会。
But what's unfortunate is that they did not have the chance to experience the way of life abundantly.
但是我们今天还留在地上的，就给我们机会去认识、去经历、去见证，在生命和生命的道路中，他是主。
But those of us still stay on the earth, so we still have the chance to experience, to testify, to know that on the way of life that He is the Lord.
所以这生命的道路就牵涉到。你是走十字架道路呢，还是走世人的路？
So this way of life has to do whether you walk on the way of Christ or the way of the worldly people.
走十字架道路不一定是讲，因为我们一讲到十字架，只是讲受苦，受苦就一定是十字架，这个不一定是准确的。
To walk on the way of Christ, it might not be through suffering.
主耶稣的十字架是根据天父的旨意。因为天父的旨意，他遵行天父的旨意才有十字架，他不遵行天父旨意，他根本不需要上十字架。
The cross of the Lord is based on as he has obeyed the will of Father, and therefore he went on the cross.
所以今天对我们来讲，如果是真的走十字架道路，是遵行天父的旨意所产生的十字架道路。
So today for us to walk on the way of Christ is truly that we have obeyed the will of Heavenly Father and therefore we walk on this way of Christ.
所以他是主，所以天父的旨意也是有绝对的引导我们的那个权柄和那个时机。
Because he is the Lord, therefore the will of Heavenly Father has the absolute authority to guide us and enter into the reality of it.
所以我们就很需要知道或者很需要得着第一手得着天父有没有带领。
So we need a first-hand understanding of whether the Heavenly Father is guiding.
常常我们容易落在一个情况，说我的意思就是天父的意思，不是的，天父意思是天父的意思，我的意思就是我的意思。
Often we fall into the condition that we thought our will is the will of the Heavenly Father, but it's not so. It's actually my will is my will and Heavenly Father's will is His will.
常常发生一个情况就是天父的意思是跟我的意思刚好是相反的。
What often happens is that it's actually the opposite of what Father's will is and my own will.
所以我的意思碰到天父的意思，我的意思要放下来，让天父的意思通行。
So when my will is against Heavenly Father's will, I have to lay down my own will and let Heavenly Father's will be manifested.
这个道理很简单，但是其实就是我们这个要奉献，我们这个人要彻底的服在他的权柄底下。
It seems easy to understand, but actually is that we have to offer up ourselves and lay down our will under His authority.
没有奉献的人，十字架道路是走不上去的。
Without offering ourselves, then we cannot walk on the way of cross.
所以奉献是一个重要的关键。你有奉献，十字架对你来讲，你可能走十字架道路，你已经在十字架道路当中，你可能没有觉得任何的痛苦。
So it's very important to offer up ourselves. It might be that we are walking on the way of Christ, but once offer up ourselves, we might not feel such suffering.
常常我们是还没有走十字架道路，我们已经把那个痛苦想象到已经自己受不了，就拒绝了。
It's often that even before we walk on the way of Christ, we thought it's so much suffering, so therefore we are not willing to walk on it and therefore reject.
所以如果在教会看见神的心意，神的心意是通行的，人的意思是放在，是服下来的，他是主，就显出来了。
So therefore, if in church life we see that we have laid down man's will and then let the way of God be thoroughly done, then therefore can manifest and proclaim that He is the Lord.
而这个生命不但是经过十字架，这个生命也是新造的生命给我们。
And this life not only going through cross, but this is a new life that's given to us.
所以教会不是彰显旧生命的地方，教会是彰显新生命的地方。
So church is not a place to manifest the old life, but it's also but it's a place to manifest new life.
所以我们若把我们的旧生命在教会中显露出来，这个是羞耻，这不是荣耀。
So if we show our old life in church, it's a shame, it's not glory.
它显明是我们没有让基督在我生命上做主。
That is to show that we are not letting Christ to be the Lord in our life.
基督若在我生命，在我生命中做主，我不但走十字架道路，而且新造的生命就从我身上能够逐渐的长大。
If we let Christ to be our Lord, then not only we can walk on the way of Christ, but also this newly created life can gradually grow.
所以如果我们不认识生命的道路，或者我不走生命的道路，我就没有办法在生命道路中宣告他是主。
So if we don't walk the way of life and not understand the way of life, then we cannot proclaim that he is the Lord.
这是很实际的。
This is very practical.
这不是唱高调。
And this is not just a slogan.
愿意背起自己的十字架跟随主的，就是愿意他就背。
So those who are willing to bear up the cross to follow the Lord, they are willing and they just bear up the cross.
愿意高举自己，让自己的意识膨胀起来的，他就是高举自己。
For those who are exalting themselves to manifest their own will, they are just exalting themselves.
所以我们若信主到一个地步，自己出于自己的跟出于神的还分不出来，那是非常可怜的光景。
So it's actually a very sad condition if we cannot discern what the Lord's will is and what my own will is.
需要主怜悯我们，把我们从这样的光景中救出去，拉出去。
We would really need the Lord to have mercy upon us and deliver us from such condition.
但主耶稣不但是死而复活。
Our Lord is not only resurrected from death.
主耶稣呢，他复活以后不是就留在地上了，他升天，回到父神的右边。
After our Lord resurrected, he did not just stay on earth, but also he ascended onto heaven and to return to the Father.
这个部分恐怕对圣徒是更陌生的。
This can be even more unfamiliar to the saints.
因为如果你主在宝座，如果你不遇见坐宝座的主，你对于主在宝座，你是想象不来的。
For as the Lord is on the throne, and if you do not meet the Lord on the throne, then you cannot actually understand him.
所以我们需要认识天上你坐在天上宝座的主。
Therefore, we need to know the Lord who's already sitting on the heavenly throne.
在这段圣经里面，至少有几个方面帮助我认识主已经在宝座的实际。
In this place of scripture, there are at least several aspects that helps me to understand the reality of the Lord on the throne.
第一个。主在宝座不是个想象，神的话明明的告诉我们他在宝座。
First, it's not our own imagination that Lord is on the throne. It's through God's words to tell us He is on the throne.
所以我们可以从圣经中神的话关于到主他在宝座的实际，求主开启我们。
So through the Bible that we can understand the reality of the Lord on the throne. So we need the Lord to open us up.
那我们就对宝座和宝座的心意，或者宝座它怎样主宰一切，逐渐产生认识。
Then gradually we can understand about the throne, the will on the throne, and also that he is in reign from the throne of all things.
这不是凭想象的，也不是做梦。
This is not through imagination or dreams.
也不是人这个突然看见那个。难以形容的那些所谓的意象。
Also, not that someone just suddenly see a vision that's hard to describe.
在我这个信主不太久的时候
，After not long after I believe the Lord，
我遇到一个弟兄，他说他可以看意象。
I met a brother. He mentioned he can see vision.
然后呢，他就告诉他看了新天新地的意象。
And he told me he had saw the vision of the new heaven and earth.
那我就问他说，你看的意象是什么内容啊？什么样的情况啊
？So I asked him, give me some example of the vision he saw.
那我等他讲完之后，我说这都没有在圣经里面啊。
So after he told me, then I told him that none of what he said is in the Bible.
我不否定他，但是呢，我知道你讲的东西不在圣经里面。
I do not reject what he said, but I know what he said. None of them are in the Bible.
过得不出一年，这个人软弱如水。
Not even within 1 year that this person became so weak, just as water.
圣经明明写的，他不在乎。
The Bible wrote, but he ignored all these.
他就要他自己看着很像虚幻的东西来代替圣经。
And he uses what he thinks something is abstract to replace the Bible.
这个人信心是没有根基的。
This person's faith has no foundation.
所以他软弱到没有办法把他拉起来的这种地步。
So he became so weak to the point that he cannot be pulled up.
所以我们认识宝座要从神的话来认识。
So to understand about the throne has to be through his words.
主若怜悯我们读圣经的时候能够发现宝座的实在。
So if the Lord has mercy upon us as we read the Bible, we can understand the reality of the throne.
哎，真的，我们读圣经需要主开眼睛的。
We truly need the Lord to open our eyes as we read the Bible.
眼睛不开的时候，明明就在那里白纸黑字，而且还读来读去，还读得很大声，就是不知道读什么东西。
If our eyes are not open, then even with all those letters showing on the paper, we still can't understand.
那只有眼睛一被开启的时候，哎，一看过去，哇，这怎么就那么多宝贵的东西在当中啊
？But as soon as our eyes are being opened, then as we read this, we find so many things are so precious.
所以，要认识宝座，认识坐宝座的主，需要从圣经。
Therefore, to understand the throne and to understand the Lord sitting on the throne has to be through the Bible.
要认识坐宝座的主，需要从圣灵，需要顺服圣灵。
To understand the Lord sitting on the throne has to be through the Holy Spirit.
所以你就知道说，主把圣灵拆下来做我们的保惠师，是非常宝贵的。
Therefore, you know how precious this is for the Lord to send the Holy Spirit to become our comforter.
就一个很简单的事情。
To for something simple.
一群人这样说，一群人那样说，又一群人又另外一种说法。
For some group of people say this way, some say that way, and some have different saying.
如果你没有碰到就算了。
If you don't encounter this, then that's okay.
每一个人都说自己是好的，每个人都说自己是对的，每个人都说自己是最宝贵的。
Everyone say that they are right, and everyone say that they are the most precious.
你怎么分辨呢
？How do you discern?
他可能刚好相反的。
It might be they are all opposite.
我刚信主初期就遇到这个问题。
I faced this issue as after I believed the Lord.
我虽然不懂，但我可以听出不同。
Even though I did not understand, but I could hear their difference.
又不同，但不晓得谁是对的。我自己也没有可以根据的标准，神的话也不熟。
They are all different, but I did not know who is right, and also I did not understand Lord's. I was not familiar with Lord's words as foundation.
我非常感谢主开我的眼睛。
I very much thank the Lord to open up my eyes.
我读到约翰福音十六章的时候，主说：“我差保惠师，我要去了。然后我差保惠师来，圣灵来，要带领你们进入一切的真理。”
As I read John 16, it tells that. As I went up, and then I will send the Holy Spirit down to be a comforter. As the Holy Spirit comes, He will guide you into all truth.
这一句话，我读一次就记得。
As soon as I read this just once, I remember.
我就是读第一次就发现了。
I just read this once, and then I realized.
其实不是我会发现什么，是主开我的眼睛看见，哇，我现在处在这种情况底下，没有人能帮我解决问题，只有生命可以帮我解决问题。
It's the Lord opened my eyes to let me understand that as I am under such condition, nobody can resolve my problem, but only the Lord can.
所以那段时间我天天用那段话祷告啊，主耶稣啊，你说你要带我进入一切的真理，所以我遇到这样那样那样那样，你要带我进入一切真理，你不要让我被谁拐走了。
So each day I use that verse to pray that Lord, you told me that you will guide me into all the truth. Therefore, now as I see all those different sayings, please do keep me and guide me into your truth, so I'm not being led astray.
但主没有马上就说，这里是对，那里是不对，没有马上说。
But the Lord did not tell me immediately which one is right and not right.
是几个月以后，等到主大概看我应该在那个功课上学了大概告一个段落，主就说话了。
The Lord did not speak until a few months later, after he probably thought I have learned enough on that lesson.
那时候说话说，这些东西啊，就不用再接触了，就是这么回事了，我就让你明白就对了。
He told me I don't have to encounter, I don't have to get in touch with all those issues anymore.
这是很基本的学习啊。
That's a very basic learning.
所以，希伯来书第四章也讲什么？这他叫我们灵跟魂分开。对不对？骨节与骨髓能够刺入破开，这是真实的。
So it's so real as the Hebrews chapter 4 says that we are being divided by spirit and soul and divided joints and marrow.
一面是神的话，一面是圣灵。
On one hand is the God's words, on the other hand is the Holy Spirit.
如果神的话放在我们手上来用的话，就变成律法。
If God's words putting on us and then it become law.
因为我喜欢某个话，我就说高弟兄，你不可以这样做；叶弟兄，你不可以那样做。为什么？因为我就喜欢这个话。
If it's because I like certain words, then I tell brothers cannot do this or that. Then.
所以，但是呢，圣灵在用的时候呢，就很奇妙，把你带到不但分辨、保守、建立你。
But if it's by the guidance of the Holy Spirit, not only you can discern, but also keep us and build us up.
我刚刚讲的是地上的经历啊。
What I mentioned is the earthly experience.
因为神的宝座前，圣灵就在那里，所以他在圣灵里面要把我们带到认识宝座的世界。
So as the Lord's on the throne and the Holy Spirit is there, therefore He will guide us to understand the reality of the throne of God.
所以这是一个很宝贵的经历。
So that's a very precious experience.
而且呢，主要让我们同时也在十字架的经历，被走十字架道路中来到宝座前。
And also the Lord would like us to come before the throne through the walking of the way of Christ.
你会发现我们哈都是高举自己的意思哈，我们反而没有机会去真正接触到宝座。
We find that we're always lifting up our own will. But then we really cannot have the experience with the Lord.
我们如果真的愿意说主啊，如果你的意思是这样，我愿意把我觉得特别好的意思放在你的手中，不照我的意思，照你的意思，你要遇见做宝座的主。
If you can say that, if you can tell the Lord that, Lord, if this is your will, then I'm willing to lay down my own will and commit onto your hands, then you will meet the Lord who's on the throne.
所以十字架是通往宝座的。
So the cross leads us to the throne.
所以不愿意背十字架，或者否定十字架，或者拒绝十字架，你的损失是你可能拒绝了宝座。
So not willing to bear up cross or reject the cross, then your loss is that you have rejected the throne.
那拒绝了宝座，那可是最大的损失了。
And it's your greatest loss.If you reject the throne.
所以宝座是可以认识的。
Therefore, we can understand about the throne.
宝座是可以经历的。
We can experience the throne.
当然主也在生命里面，在生命的成长，生命的经历里面，让我们认识宝座。
And of course, the Lord, through the experience of life and growth, we can understand the throne.
所以今天我们是需要让圣灵在我们身上不断地带领我们，让神儿子的那个生命在我们里面逐渐的长大。
So today we need through the Holy Spirit to continue guide us, so the life of the Son of God can gradually grow on us.
基督生命的度量决定了我们看主的事情能够懂到什么程度。
The capacity of the life of Christ determines how much we can understand about the Lord's will.
那前不久我们这个有机会去看望这个。有新生婴孩。
Not long ago, we had chance to visit those newborn babies.
你知道那个爸爸讲什么？那个爸爸。
The father.
他说：“我要给他预备怎样上什么大学。”
Oh, the father already said that. How can I prepare my baby to go to college?
哎，没错，他是满心的热血要建立他的孩子。
He truly have the heart to build up his child.
可是他孩子只能安安静静在那里吸奶啊，睡觉啊，睡吃奶睡觉，吃奶睡觉，他完全不懂他爸爸在讲什么。
But the baby was only there to being fed by the milk or sleep. Definitely can understand what the father was saying.
所以他的小朋友的度量是只我只有奶我就高兴，我没奶我就哭。
So the capacity of this baby is that he will be happy with the milk, but no milk, then he will cry.
他的前途可能是那个上等的大学，但是呢，他这个时候是完全不知道那件事情。
Although his future might be the best university, but at this point, he cannot understand all.
其实基督徒也是这样的。
So are the Christians.
我们的前途是荣耀的。
Our future is glorious.
但是可能我们的生命度量太小。
But it might be our life's capacity is so little.
神说这是荣耀的，我就是这什么荣耀？看不看？我就听也听不懂，看也看不看不看不出来。
God tells us this is glorious, but then we don't understand it and we cannot see it.
那问题不是那个不荣耀，问题是我太小。
The problem is not that what God said is not glorious, but the problem is I'm too little.
就好像希伯来书第五章讲说。按照什么你们追求的样子什么你要做老师了但是呢按照实际的情况呢只能吃奶不能吃干粮
Just like Hebrews chapter 5 says that according to what you should be you should really be a master but then the actuality is that you can only be fed by the milk not by meat
而且是不能分辨好歹
and cannot discern what is good and evil
就是左右手都分不出来左手右手都分不出来
That is cannot discern left hand from right hand
那这很可惜啊
And that's very unfortunate
所以这是一个外表是大人里面是小小孩
So the outward appearance seems like an adult but the actual inner person is just a little child
所以认识宝座实在是跟生命度量有关系的
So to know the throne truly has to do with the capacity of life
当我们生命经历生命的基督的生命身量在我们身上逐渐长大的时候对于宝座的事情就开始不但是关注而且你会开始逐渐可以明白这件事情
So as our the capacity of the life grows we start to not only pay attention to the things of the throne but also slowly can understand
这不是虚幻的事
This is not something as abstract
好的当我们还不懂的时候我们觉得哎呀这太遥远了太高了这 不切实际其实这是最切实际的东西
When we still don't understand we think this is something so high so far away and also very not practical but actually it's very practical
最不切实际的就是我们把不朽我们把这个必朽坏的东西当作永远来服侍它
What is mostly not practical is that we take things corruptible toWe serve those things corruptible to be something uncorruptible.
明明是必朽坏的，明明是必衰残的，明明是不能存到永远，连死亡都跨不过的，我们把它当作永远的来侍奉它。
It's something corruptible and filthy, and also it cannot even pass through death. But then we serve it as if it's incorruptible.
除非那个复活的生命，升天的生命，在我们里面。
Unless the life of resurrection ascending to heaven, that can grow in our lives.
否则我们没有办法脱离这些必朽坏的对我们的一切的搅扰啊，这些控制。
Otherwise, we cannot be delivered from those corrupted things that's being controlling us.
你知道，生命一长大之后，你喜欢的就不一样了。
You know that as soon as your life grows, then what you like is different.
甚至你回头看说我怎么以前把那个当作宝贝到一个地步我连命都可以给下去呢
And actually you might even look back and say that how come I thought it was so precious to the point that I was able to offer up my life for it
我想每一个人都有经历你长大的过程中什么是你宝贝到说你如果没拿到的话你就是要命了
I think each one of us have such experience in the your under your life growthWhat are the things that you are so precious to the point you can give up your life for?
等到我长大的时候，又发现看，我怎么当时眼光那么差、啊、
？But after we grow up, then we look back, then we realize actually we were so short eyesighted.
我怎么偏偏搞得死去活来呢
How come I was so bounded by this?
生命成长非常重要。
It's so important for the growth of life.
长大了就不一样。
To grow up, then that's different.
啊，我们千万不要有一种心态说，我就是不想长大，我就是不愿意长大。
Definitely should not have the attitude that I don't want to grow up.
有的小朋友就会有这样的心态。
Some children might have such attitude.
因为他呢，尤其是可能是独生的儿女，啊，他在家呢，他在他的周围，每一个人都对他好得不得了。
It might be they are the only child in the family, so both parents are so nice to him.
所以他就怕有一天我长大了，他们都不要对我像以前那么好了。
So this child might be afraid that once he grows up, then nobody will be as nice to me as before.
我要那种好一直持续到永远，所以呢，我不要长大，我就是已经那么大了，还是不要长大。
I would like people to treat me so well until forever, and therefore I do not want to grow up.
这是一种心态。
That's one kind of attitude.
在现实的肉身的生命中有这样的状态。
There are true conditions in such reality in our flesh.
在圣徒的生命的光景中，也有许多人落在这种情况。
For the saints, there are also many who have fallen under such condition.
所以这是需要值得思考的东西。
So that's something we need to think about.
所以生命的成长就让你对宝座的事情就越来越容易明白，而且越有经历。
So the growing of life will help us to understand and more experience about the throne.
所以这是宝贵的。
So that's precious.
啊，那我想我们需要看一看关于宝座的一点点在神的话里面提醒我们的。
So we need to be reminded through God's words about the throne.
所以请大家翻到启示录第四章。
Please turn to Revelation chapter 4.
啊，我们从第四章第六节读起好了。
Let's start to read from chapter 4, verse 6.
啊，宝座前好像一个玻璃海，如同水晶。宝座中和宝座的周围有四个活物，前后遍体。都满了眼睛。
And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind.
第一个活物像狮子，第二个像牛犊，第三个脸面像人，第四个像飞鹰。
And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast was like a calf, and the third beast had the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle.
四活物各有六个翅膀，遍体内外都满了眼睛。他们昼夜不住地说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！主神是昔在、今在、以后永在的全能者。”
And the four beasts had each of them six wings about them, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, "Holy, holy, holy, Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come."
每逢四活物将荣耀、尊贵、感谢归给那坐在宝座上、活到永永远远的时候。
And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sit on the throne, who lives forever and ever.
那二十四位长老就俯伏坐在宝座前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说。
The 24 elders fell down before him that sat on the throne, and worshipped him that lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying,
我们的主，我们的神，你是配得荣耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，并且万物是因你的旨意被创造而有的。
Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created.
这是宝座，天上的宝座对于创造面的宣告。
That's a proclamation of the heavenly throne toward the created being.
感谢主，他向这个，他把借着约翰把他告诉我们。
Thank the Lord that through John he has told us this.
在这里呢，特别讲了，在宝座前有四活物，有四个活的。
Here mentioned about the four beasts.、
那个你知道，那个活物它的用的字是什么？是生命，永生生命的那个生命，活的生命。
It's also as the living creatures, which is the word living.
它不是普通的生命，它是永远的生命的那个生命，所以它的特性是活的，在神面前是活的，没有死亡的。
It's not just ordinary life, but it's a forever-lasting life. Therefore, there's no death before God.
所以来到宝天上的宝座前，在神面前，如果能到那里的，都是活的，没有死亡。
Therefore, if anyone is able to come before the heavenly throne before God, everyone is living. There's no death.
但这里这四活物呢，有四个脸，有就是有四个活物，一个是狮子，脸像狮子；一个像牛，一个像人。一个像飞鹰。
And these four living creatures, they are like the one is like lion and one is calf, one is like face as man, and the other one is like a flying eagle.
这是说到神创造万物的旨意在那里。
That tells about the will of God as He created all things.
那这里呢，就是一个像狮子，狮子是替神执掌王权的。
One is like a lion, that is to be in rain for God.
啊，你如果是从这个什么，从地上，你如果去看这个啊 ，Wild， 有个节目叫 Wild， 就是它那个专门是动物的那个。
So from earthly point of view, if you see about all those wild, like wild animals.
你看那个什么那个狮子哈，强壮的时候好厉害，你知道那个大象啊。那个这个长颈鹿啊，什么那些比它高比它大的这些动物呢，都打不过它。
When a lion, when it's so strong to the point that all those other animals, such as elephants, cannot fight over the lion.
但是我看那个很沮丧，就是老狮子呢，老狮子怎么办
？But what's so sad about? What about the old lion?
老狮子是被人家吃的。
And the old lion is being eaten up by others.
就是吃人者，人何吃他
？Those eat others, but being eaten up by others.
最后还是被人家吃了。
Eventually, still being eaten up by others.
那所以你如果从地上看这个话，就看不懂了。
So if you look at this from the earthly point of view, you would not understand.
但是呢，你从下一章第五章看主耶稣。
But from chapter 5, you can look at our Lord.
看一下哈，这个是第五节啊，第五章第五节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 5。
长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭，看啊，犹大支派的狮子，大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。”
And one of the elders said unto me, "Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof."
我又看见宝座与四活物并长老中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的亲灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
And I behold, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
所以看到主耶稣两面，一面什么狮子，一面是羔羊。
So you see the two different aspects of the Lord. On one hand is a lion, the other one is a lamb.
这个长老宣告是狮子，但是约翰看到的是羔羊。
The elders proclaimed as a lion, but what John saw was a lamb.
那就是说他的里面是狮子的生命。
So our Lord has the life as the lion.
那外面呢是羔羊，看起来羔羊的样子。
But our appearance as a lamb.
但是这怎么样？它重要是死而复活。
But what's most important is raising from the dead.
是胜过死亡。
Prevail death.
胜过死亡，这才是那个狮子的特性。
To overcoming death, that's the character as the lion.
还有怎么样的？他配拿书卷，就是他执掌权柄。
And he's worthy to take up the book. That is that he's in reign in sovereignty.
所以我们看前面这个第四章，看到他狮子的时候，就是神的王权是借着这个狮子的彰显。
So that as in chapter 4 it mentioned that he's like a lion. That is the God's authority, kingship is being manifested.
这个不像地上的那个动物的狮子。
So that's not like the animal lion on earth.
那第二个活物呢，是像牛犊。
And the second living creature was like a calf.
这特别讲到是服侍神，服侍神的旨意。
That is to serve God and His will.
那第三个脸面像人，就是人在神心意中，他有创在创世纪，人是按照神的形象创造的。
And the third beast was like a man. What that is that, like in Genesis, that men were created under the image of God.
那第四个活物是像飞鹰，它是超越的生命。
So the fourth beast was like a flying eagle, which is a overcoming life.
所以是活物，它怎么反应呢？
So what was the reaction to about those four living creatures?
但是活物各有六个翅膀啊，它们呢？就是不住地说圣哉圣哉圣哉，主神全能者是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。
And the four living creatures had six wings, and all of them say that holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come.
这里全能者这个字，它的在这里用的重点跟旧约讲的全能者那个用的重点呢，有一点不太一样。
This word Almighty here is different from what's being used in the Old Testament.
如果你读这个创世纪，这个神像耶和华向亚伯拉罕显明他是全能的神。
If you read Book of Genesis, then Jehovah manifests to Abraham that he's the God Almighty.
那个字的字根呢是来自于充足 sufficient， 就是充分。
That word in the Old Testament is has a root that's sufficient.
所以就是表示神是丰富的，神是什么都可以供应的。
That is God is sufficient and He can provide all things.
那但这里的这个全能者呢，他的字根呢是什么？是收据的 ，hold， 是持定，是收据的。
But the root here, Almighty here in Revelation is that it's establish, assured.
所以神创造万有，神也把万有那个收据在他的面前。
It's the word gather. That is, God has created all things, but He's able to gather all things in Him.
我们需要知道一点，宇宙间只有神创造万物的神有收据的能力。
We have to know one thing is that there is only God who has created universe who can gather all things.
撒旦的作为，魔鬼的作为就是离散的。
The work of Satan and devil is to scatter.
所以他会引诱人这样那样。但是呢，他把人呢从神面前就是带开。
So Satan can deceive people to do this and that, but he's leading people away from God.
但是只要人一来到神面前，人就被神收据起来。
But as soon as man come before God, then he's being gathered, united with God.
收据在他的宝座前，收据他的同在当中。
To gather before his throne, toward his presence.
所以他是昔在、今在。以后永在的全能者，他是收据一切的神，那一位神。
Therefore, He is the God Almighty, which was and is to come. He is the one who gathers all things.
你知道，我们这个人如果没有被神收据在他面前哈，我们这个人就没有盼望。
You know that if we are not being gathered before God, then actually you have no hope.
你不知道你活在地上的目的在哪里。
We don't know what's the purpose of us living on earth.
你不知道你为什么要活在这个地上。
And we don't know why we live on earth.
你不知道你为什么要做这件事，要做那件事。
And we don't even know why we do this and that.
你不知道为什么这里发生那么多叫人痛苦的事情，那里发生那么多叫人难过的事情。
And we don't understand why so many difficulties and sufferings happen.
你如果不没有经历神的收据的能力。
If we don't experience the power of gathering of God.
你找不到答案。
Then we cannot find answers.
你发现仇敌就是很诡诈。
You find that enemy is so deceiving.
仇敌呢引诱人犯罪得罪神离开神。
The enemy is able to deceive people to sin and to against God and also be departed from God.
但是你一旦中了他的诡计，你离开神之后呢，他就一直反过来用你明明是被他引诱的，反而怎么？他用你已经犯罪的事实来控告你、挟制你，让你完全落在黑暗里面。
But you know that once you are being deceived by the enemy to depart from God, then the enemy once again uses this fact you have sinned against God to accuse you and to bond you, so you fall under this power of darkness.
这是黑暗势力的诡计。
That's the trick of the power of darkness.
所以我们需要主怜悯我们。
So we need the Lord to have mercy upon us.
我们会有软弱，会有什么？好像就是暂时离开的主，我们要回到他面前，收据到他面前去。
We might have weakness and temporarily fall away from God, but then we need His power of gathering to gather us once again before Him.
免得我们常常被仇敌所控告。
So that we won't be accused by the enemy.
所以在这里呢，他是昔在今在以后永在的全能者。
Therefore, He's the God Almighty, which was and is to come.
他有收据的能力。
He has the power of gathering.
而且呢，他宣告说。 这里说什么？这神是配得这个荣耀、尊贵和感谢的。And
here says that our Lord is worthy to receive glory and honor and power.
神创造我们是为着他荣耀。For
God has created us for His glory.
所以其实我们的前途是荣耀的。So
therefore, our future is very glorious.
我们愿意走在神所定规的道路上，这前途是荣耀的。
If we are willing to walk on the way of God's will, then it's glory.
尊贵这个字，它后头是价值的意思。The
word honor behind this is value.
我们在神眼中是尊贵的，是有很有价值的。In
God's eyes, we are honorable and valuable.
所以我们常常有一个困难哈，就是说我们把地上的这个价值呢，把它看重超过神看我们的价值。So
often our problem is that we see the earthly value is more than the godly value.
这个圣经有这么讲，在诗篇里面，上流人都是虚无。
There's a verse in Psalm. It says that all those higher honored people are in vain.
下流人都是虚空。
And all those lower class people are also void.
加起来一共比空气还轻。
And if you add them up, it's actually lighter than air.
这是神对我们对于有价值的东西的评价。That's
what God says about what we think is valuable.
神说，因为你不能经过死亡的，就是没有。All
those cannot pass through death is nothing.
啊，你不能来到天上的，价值就显不出来它的尊贵。If
it cannot go up to heaven, then anything valuable cannot be honored.
你知道这个什么？一个义人所有的虽少，却强过许许多多的富足。For
what a righteous man have might be little, but it's surpassing all the riches of the wealthy.
就好像在路加福音那个拉撒路跟那个财主。Just
like in Book of Luke, just like Lazarus and the rich man.
拉撒路在世的时候是讨饭的。When
Lazarus was on earth, he was a beggar.
但是呢，他是个义人。
But he was righteous.
他还被那个财主讥笑。And
he was mocked by the rich man.
等到呢去世了之后呢，财主也去世了，都到阴间去了。财主呢在受苦的那一面，拉撒路呢在亚伯拉罕的怀中。But
after both passed away, they went to the Hades, and Lazarus was in the bosom of Abraham, and the rich man was. Suffering.
所以到底谁有价值？
So who was more honorable?
在肉身生命活着的时候，拉撒路是向财主讨饭的。
In fleshly life, Lazarus was begging with a rich man.
在阴间的时候，财主向拉撒路说，就是说向亚伯兰说，你叫拉撒路复活回去吧。 免得这个我的兄弟他也像我来了这种痛苦的地方。And
in Hades, then the rich man tells Abraham to let the Lazarus to go back to earth, so that the Lazarus is able to remind the rich man's relatives that do not come here.
所以可以看到什么？拉撒路是比财主尊贵的。So
we know that actually Lazarus was more honorable than the rich man.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we need the Lord to help us.
让我们是以神的眼光来看我们该看的事情。So
we have to see things from God's perspective.
还有一个感谢这件事情。感谢。Oh,
it's a thanksgiving.
感谢这个字哈，原文在刚启示录第四章这个感谢这个字哈，它后面是有恩典跟喜乐的意思。So
with this word thanksgiving behind it, there is a grace and joy.
你知道人不知道自己活着为什么？We
man do not know why we are living.
人就会咒诅自己的出生。And
we curse our birth.
人觉得自己这里比不上那里，那里又比不上那里，然后呢， 觉得自己活得很没意思。
We feel we cannot compare this person or that person, so we feel we don't have the meaning to live.
但是你这里发现四活物什么？是把感谢归给创造他的主。
But here, the four living creatures give thanksgiving to the one who creates them.
所以他知道他受造的目的在哪里。
So they know what's the meaning of the, their creation.
常常我们会离开我们受造该有的那个目的的。
So often we depart from the actual purpose that we are being created.
要不然我们就把自己看得太高，高到一个地步，能够好像与至上者同等一样。
It might be we value ourselves too high to the point that it seems like we're the same as the one creator.
要不然就是我们自己，神也没有这样贬低我们，贬低到怎么样？说神要拉我们也拉不起来。
Or we see ourselves so low to the point that God cannot even pull us up.
那两样人都不会感谢的。
And those two type of people cannot give thanksgiving.
但是这里什么？要感谢。你知道，你知道。是为着神创造我们，要感谢神。
But here it talks about thanksgiving, that is to thank the Lord for His creating us.
所以，为了我的缺点要感谢神。
So for my weakness, I thank the Lord.
为了我的长处要感谢神。
And for my strength, I thank the Lord.
为了我怎么学都学不会，我要感谢神。
And I thank the Lord for whatever things I try to learn, I cannot learn.
为了我一下子就会的，我也要感谢神。
And I also thank the Lord for the things I learn well.
神创造我，有他的目的。
For God created us, has His purpose.
因为最后什么，万物是因他的旨意被造而有的。
For because it's by God's will that everything's been created.
所以所有受造物其实是被收集在神的旨意里面的。
So all the created things are being gathered in God's will.
所以我们需要主怜悯我们。
So we need the Lord to have mercy upon us.
到底你的旨意在哪里？
Where exactly is Lord's will?
神所有神对许多事情都有他的安排，但是他收集在他一个永远的旨意里面。
For God has arrangements for all things, but He gathers all these under His eternal will.
这个永远的旨意是在他儿子里面来显明也完成的。
This eternal will is to be manifest and also accomplished in His Son.
所以我们也在当中。
Therefore, we are part of it.
所以需要主帮助我们。
So we need the Lord to help us.
在受造这一面，能够达到宝座，怎么看我们自己？
So under this aspect about being created,
这个、
that we have to go to a throne and see of ourselves.
这也需要圣灵开启，我们才有办法。
And we also need the Holy Spirit to open us.
我想时间的缘故，我必须要停了。
Because of time, I need to stop here.
我们下次有机会再继续往前面交通。
So next time, if there's chance, we continue.
好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你从宝座下来，又回到宝座。
You came down from the throne and you returned to the throne.
宝座在你是真实的。
The throne is so real to you.
你现在坐在父神宝座的右边也是真实的。
It's real that you are sitting on the right hand side of the throne of the Father.
这在信你的儿女身上也是真实的。
And it's a reality for those children who believe unto you.
但我们需要你把我们带到那个真实的认识、真实的经历和真实的见证的你是主的那样的实际。
But we will need you to guide us into a reality that it's the reality of experience, reality of testimony, and to testify that you are the Lord.
我们求你做人不能做的工作。
We pray that you do the work man cannot do.
愿宝座不但在天上，宝座也在众圣徒的日常生活中常常的彰显。
Do pray that the throne is not only in heaven, but also always manifest in the daily life of the saints.
天上的宝座更是在你的教会中显明，主你不但在天上做宝座，你也在你的教会中做宝座掌王权。
And also the heavenly throne also manifests in your church that you are not only sitting the throne in heaven, but also you are in reign and on the authority of your church.
叫你所召聚来到你教会中的人能够遇见这位做宝座的主，使他们也能够归向宝座，能够敬拜做宝座的主。
So those who you gather in church before your throne, that they can also be gathered before the throne and also know the Lord who is sitting on the throne.
我们再一次求你做人不能做的工作。
Once again, we pray that you do the work man cannot do.
把敬拜的归给你。
We give you all the honor and praises.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.